Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And here we go, College Football Championship Saturday. The road to the College Football Playoff will be determined. One team that's definitely not going, Utah.
Yes, Utah got hammered last night by the Oregon Ducks. And Utah, you know, they had the one loss. Now they've got the two. They have ensured that the Pac-12 will not be represented in this year's playoff again for the second or third year in a row, or however many it is. And, you know, when those playoff things come out tomorrow, the Pac-10 will be on the outside looking in again.
The Pac-12 in the history of the college football playoff has put in a grand total of two teams, which is the least amount of teams that any conference has put in.
They have Washington one year.
Washington and Oregon. That's it. The only power conference that has less than the Pac-12 is the AAC with zero.
They're not a power conference.
They should be.
You try to sneak that in on somebody. Here we go, the AAC. We're talking about real-time, big-time football today, and the first thing that pops out of your mouth is the AAC.
Got a good conference championship game going on today.
Oh, okay. Memphis and who?
Cincinnati.
Oh, that should be a ratings bonanza today. What time is that game come on? Be sure to have both TVs in my house hooked up to that.
I think that's a noon game.
Yeah.
So you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'll be tuned into it. No, actually, I'll probably be cleaning. I got people coming over today. I'm getting the house situated for big time football. It starts at 4 o'clock today. Let's get to the high school scores, man. I got on the Brooks County swag today. Fired up for my man, Maurice Freeman.
This is the Jason Bishop Show, in case you're wondering, with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This segment is going to be one of those shows.
It's going to be one of those shows, baby.
Oh, my God.
I brought my hammer today.
Yeah, you did. These are the ones I dread. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue. Accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes.
Wow.
Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden Isles Pharmacy. Man, if you go there in under 5 minutes, that's a good place to go.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Good place to go.
Pharmacies aren't easy to get in and out of.
No, they're not.
Not these days. Our Twitter question of the week from last week: will Jimmy Johnson be the next Dallas Cowboys head coach? Our Twitter question of the week, our Twitter listeners, or our listening audience that voted, 75% of you guys said yes, Jimmy Johnson will be the next Dallas Cowboys head coach.
Think about it. Dallas has not been good since Jimmy's been there, and you know why? Because Jimmy was a no-nonsense head coach that didn't put up with Jerry Jones. He ran the football side of things, and Jerry Jones ran the business side, and Dallas was winning Super Bowls. Now Jerry is in here trying to be the GM and make player decisions and that kind of stuff, and they haven't done anything. You need a strong-willed coach to come in there and stand up to that owner, or the Cowboys are never going to get back.
You had a strong-willed coach in there in Bill Parcells, and that still didn't work.
No, he bowed down to Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones has got to relinquish control over personnel. If Jerry Jones were a general manager and not the owner, he'd have been fired four times over.
Because Jimmy didn't put up with none of it. And Jimmy told him straight up, I'm running the football side, and eventually got him fired. and Dallas has not done anything since.
Can we get these scores now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right, so the regional action, North Gwinnett and Lowndes in the semifinals of 7A. Lowndes advances to the finals 49-28. Lowndes might very well be at the number one spot in the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings Lowndes later in the show.
Lowndes is a powerhouse. They got Marietta next week, so it'd be a barn burner.
Should be. Allatoona upends Richmond Hills run 17-14 at Richmond Hills, so the Wildcats bow out in the final four, and that's going to set up a rematch between Allatoona and Harrison for the 6A state championship. Those two teams are in the same region. They meet in the finals in the state playoffs in 6A.
Won the regular season matchup 21-17, so it was close, but they travel, 35 minutes south? Traffic, factoring in traffic, about an hour and a half south to Georgia State, formerly Turner Field, where all the state championship games will be played.
Mm. And Jenkins also has their run upended, 14-6 losers to Crisp. They gave it everything they had. They were right there.
Jenkins was tough. I mean, that could have been the story of the year in Georgia high school football. Jenkins Warriors, a public school from Savannah, advancing all the way to the Final Four.
You want to talk about getting over a mind hurdle? Here it is. Clinch, 0. Irwin, 36 to advance to the state finals.
They played that one in Osceola last night, and they finally got over. They've been beating Clinch in the regular season, but losing to them in the playoffs. And they got over that hurdle last night. And now Irwin's going to play Marion County, I think, for the state title.
And I want you to listen to the, speaking of state titles, the state championship game was played last night in Geesa. And I want you to listen to this score. The game was played between John Millage and Valwood, two powerhouses in GISA. John Millage 62, Valwood 19. That was the state title game.
Hmm.
That was how much better John Millage was than everybody else, yeah. Period.
That was just an ugly game. I do, you know, I got on my Brooks County stuff. I want to talk about them for a second. Coach Maurice Freeman was a coach at Brunswick High for 6 years and done a fantastic job there. Won a state title at Brooks County in 1994.
He did a done, yep. Done is grammatically incorrect.
Won a state title at Brooks County in 94, went back home in 2007, and now he's got Brooks back in the state championship game 25 years later, playing Dublin next week in Double A. Went on the road and beat a good Callaway team last night, 39-35, so congratulations to the Brooks County Trojans.
One Double A is the region they play in.
Toughest region in the state, Double A football wise.
Brooks County Trojans. These are things I know.
Playing for the state championship next Friday at 1 p.m. Bringing that hammer.
So I'm just going to go ahead and throw this out here. I'm breaking out my brackets so that you can understand where I'm at. So in the single A private bracket, Westland will be playing Eagles Landing for the state title. I didn't have either one of those teams in my finals. I'm being honest with you.
That's not a shocker as it comes to you in picking football.
Irwin will be playing Marion. I didn't have either one of those teams in my finals either.
Shocker.
Brooks will be playing Dublin. Neither one of those teams were in my
shocker.
Finals.
Shocker. Shocking.
Cedar Grove will be playing Crisp. I had Crisp. They were there.
And they're going to get beat up by Cedar Grove.
In 4A, Blessed Trinity will be playing Oconee. I did have Blessed Trinity. They beat Benedictine earlier in the year. Got my attention.
Got your attention.
Buford will be playing Warner Robins in 5A. I did get Warner Robins in there.
Warner Robins beat Stars Mill last night 55-3 in a Final Four game.
Like a rented mule.
Ooh.
What does that even mean? Rented. How do you beat something like, why would you beat a rented mule?
That's just an old sports analogy. You wouldn't understand because you're a millennial that worships things like the AAC, whatever that stands for, football conference.
I just don't understand why would you beat a rented mule? It's got to go back. You would want to take it back in the pristine condition that you got it in, right?
Yeah. What bowl game Central Florida going to be in this year, by the way?
Allatoona.
Yeah.
Will be playing. Allatoona will be playing Harrison. I didn't have either one of those teams in my 6A bracket.
But was just on here before we went live on the air telling people how he did have them on this bracket.
Oh, wait, that's right. I told you guys from the beginning.
Yes.
Harrison was going to go all the way. I forgot that I told you. Thank you for reminding me, Kip. I do remember telling you guys that now.
That's what I deal with on Saturdays, folks.
And Lowndes and Marietta in 7A, I did have Lowndes. My buddy Kenneth Harrison, who writes for the Southern Sports Edition, he picked Marietta from the jump to win this thing.
He said it.
They're in the finals.
And they're pretty good. And they're going to be a tough out next week for Lowndes. Lowndes is a good football team.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simons at 101 Plantation Chase. 912-638-9031 or online. ShellHogan.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill has built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, GeorgiaSeaGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and I listened to 2 or 3 minutes of lobbying for the AAC while we were on break. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Jason Garrett, the next head coach at Arkansas. Can it get any worse for the Warriors? Nowhere to go but up after the Hawks beat you. Carmelo Anthony, player of the week in the NBA. Party like it's 2012.
He's playing.
Maybe the reasons the Panthers have decided to start over is they are tired of looking at Cam Newton's terrible hair. What does 13-11 get you now at USC? A contract extension.
Hawks, another great draft move, trading Luka Doncic. They're going to renovate Marlins Park. Might as well. Everything else in that organization is in constant renovation. Jacksonville University doing away with their football program. They could not keep up with the monster in recruiting in the state of Florida, UCF. The ACC has announced they have renamed the conference the All-Clemson Conference. Ryan Day, Coach of the Year. Boy, that was hard standing on Urban Meyer's shoulders. Lay off Josh Shaw. At least he wasn't betting Kip Branch's picks. Shocker, the Knicks fired their coach again. The Dallas Cowboys have officially been upgraded from dumpster fire to forest fire. If you really thought Utah was in the same class as Clemson, Georgia, LSU, and Ohio State, then I've got a bridge that I want to sell you. Holy bleep, Dr. Manhattan has been hiding on Earth the whole time. And these are my thoughts.
Do you ever get around to starting The Watchmen?
No, I started to a couple of nights ago, but didn't get around to it. I was watching that last Heartstrings on Dolly Parton. You know, it's kind of, you know, you like them feel-good stories on the holidays, man. So I got finished with that. Now I'm open to some new suggestions.
The Watchmen's pretty good. I don't know if you're going to watch. I thought at first you would like The Watchmen. But now as it's kind of transpired and progressed, I don't know that it's going to be up your alley.
I'm not one of these sci-fi kind of...
Yeah, that's why I don't think it's going to be up your alley.
You know, I'm not... You know, I hear people talking about Star Wars and things like that. I'm just... That's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to like The Watchmen.
Yep. So, I don't know what to tell you.
Fireproof.
Fireproof.
We've added a new question on the Twitter questions of the week. Is it weird to have Central Florida not playing in the American Athletic Conference Championship game?
Is that what it's called? The AAC? What's it? The American Athletic Conference?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know they had a championship game until you, I mean, you come on here. I should know that as much as you talk about the AAC on this show.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize they had a championship game. I thought the SEC... Big Ten, ACC had championship games today, but AAC...
Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something right now.
What's that?
For all the shots that you take at the AAC...
I'm not taking any shots.
No, no, no. Let me finish. For all the shots that you take at the AAC, one thing that you cannot say is that top to bottom, it is better than the ACC. Tell me it's not. Top to bottom.
Who's in that conference?
Who?
I'm talking
Clemson about, and nobody else. That's who's in the ACC.
Who's in the AAC or whatever?
Oh, you've got Central Florida. You've got Houston. You've got Cincinnati. You've got Memphis. You've got Tulane.
Is that a basketball conference? I mean, Houston and Cincinnati and Tulane and Memphis, those are all basketball schools.
SMU.
I mean, is that a... Are they good... Is that a new basketball conference they created?
I'm not even gonna humor this, because all you're trying to do, you're just trying to get under my skin. I'm not taking the bait, man.
They could get four or five teams in the March Madness this year.
I'm not taking the bait. High school, college football pick 'em.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and take this to the bank. Utah will not beat Oregon.
Utah. I don't want to hear anything else about the Pac-12.
Nor do I.
No, I mean, we're wasting our time and breath on them. They're like the AAC. They're not.
They have two teams that have made the college football playoff in its history. That is the least amount that any conference has.
Yeah, I don't want to hear nothing about no Pac-12. I mean, we talk enough about other bottom feeders. Let's get to something else.
Number 7, Baylor at number 6, Oklahoma in the Big 12 championship game. That game is played at Jerry's World in Arlington. You know what? I'll go Oklahoma.
I won't Baylor. I'm going to go with Baylor. Baylor let these guys off the hook after blowing a big lead last time. I think they're going to be motivated more to win this football game. I'm going with the Bears today.
Interesting. All right. In the Sun Belt. Louisiana Lafayette at 21 Appalachian State. This game's going to be played at Boone, North Carolina, which is where App State, that's their home field. I guess they don't have a central location for the Sun Belt, which is a travesty.
Yeah, that's the when you don't have a central location for your championship games, that means you have not arrived yet as a conference. Just remember that that's code word for saying we are not Power Five.
I'm laughing because I know where he's going to take this in about a minute and a half.
I mean, we're not,
I know where this is going to go.
We're not
in
big
a minute
guys.
In a minute and a half.
Yeah.
Keep tuned in for the next minute because and remember that he just said that because I know where he's going to take it. Appalachian State wins.
I'll take Appalachian State, but I think this is going to be a good football game. Lafayette is a good football team. Could be a good game today in Boone, North Carolina. Yeah.
Okay.
In front of, what, 18,000 people, maybe?
Yeah. Here we go. Pay attention.
Yeah.
Number 20 in the AAC championship game. Number 20, Cincinnati at 17, Memphis.
So the winner of this game will get a chance to be the number one seed in the Midwest Regional? Is that what you're telling me?
The winner of this game will likely...
Memphis is, man, they got that top recruit in the country. I know he got suspended for like the first 12 games, but hold on, man. It's December. It's not March, is it?
You tell me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'll take Memphis in this whatever game it is today. I'll take Memphis.
The game's played at Memphis. I'll take Memphis.
Okay. I'll take Memphis as well. I thought, man, this was going to be like for the number one seed in the Midwest.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
He didn't take it there, so he dodged a bullet. Number four, Georgia at number two, LSU. That game's in Atlanta. The Dogs have had a week of listening to everyone and their brother tell them how they cannot beat LSU, how they can't play with LSU. DeAndre Swift's banged up.
He's Lawrence playing, though.
Cager's not going to play. Pickens is suspended. Jake Fromm's had a tough year. Blah, 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 blah. Georgia beats LSU.
Mm.
You can't sit there and tell a team as talented as Georgia for a solid week that they're not going to win and then them roll in and get bounced by somebody.
Too many unknowns at the receiver position right now for Georgia. Who's going to step up today in this football game? Jake Fromm usually rises to the occasion in games like this, but they're playing a team that scores 74 touchdowns and going to have the Heisman Trophy winner. Georgia's going to have to outscore LSU to win this football game. It's going to be a close, but it's going to be a heartbreaker in the end for Georgia.
I disagree with you about having to outscore them. The way I look at this game is the question keeps being asked, can Georgia score enough points to beat LSU? Here's the question I want to ask. Does LSU want to line up and be physical in the trenches for four quarters with a physical football team because they haven't been asked to do it other than Auburn, and they squeaked that one out, and Georgia's defense is better than Auburn.
The recipe for Georgia to win this game is to come out, run the football, be physical, keep Joe Burrow on the sidelines, get a lead, and make LSU play from behind. But I'm afraid if Georgia gets down by more than one score, they're in trouble.
I just can't see this catering and this scaredness that everybody seems to have of LSU. Georgia can't get to Burrow. Like Georgia can't cover LSU's receivers. Like we're forgetting Georgia's defense is one of the best three defenses in the country. LSU's not coming out and scoring 40 plus points. They'll be lucky if they clip 30. This is going to be like a 29-24 game. Like, I don't understand why Georgia fans can't understand that.
I understand it. I mean, I've been a Georgia football fan my whole life. If Georgia's going to win this game today, the offense for Georgia has got to do something today.
Right.
You can't go three and out, run two straight plays up the center's butt, and throw a screen pass on third down. They got to get creative with the offense today. If they do that, they got a good shot.
So I was just yelled at. We're 2 minutes over segment, so we got to go wrap. Yeah, all right. So Hawaii at Boise State in the Mountain West. I'll take Boise State.
I'll take Boise State, too.
23, Virginia at number three, Clemson. Clemson in a rout.
Yes, ugly game.
Number eight, Wisconsin at number one, Ohio State. Ohio State's already won this game 38-7 in the regular season. They'll win it again big.
Yep, they're going to blow out Wisconsin and see how the playoffs shake out.
Kennesaw State at Weber.
Utah maybe 30 degrees, long trip, long plane ride. I'll go Weber.
Should be a good football game.
Should be.
All right. So I guess that's it for us. So we're getting yelled at to go to break. We get done with our segment, and we're waiting on you guys to go to break.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
Guys, time is running out. Christmas is almost here. Get your special someone down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's right, Men's Day, beer, donuts, subs, and the helpful staff at Cunningham Jewelers. 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Yeah. So this is Kip's Butthurt segment, but before we get to it, this segment is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and Georgia Sea Grill. Oh, and you're listening to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can stream any of the show in case you miss it, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Don't forget to go vote on our Twitter poll, which is, what was the question? Is it weird not to have Central Florida playing in the AAC championship game?
I mean, prestigious basketball conference. You got me tongue-tied there. It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off Exit 29 on Interstate 95. Butthurt list this week, number 5, the Oregon Ducks. Remember, guys, remember how those playoff dreams just vanished in the desert in Arizona when Herm Edwards dashed your playoff hopes. You could have been in, guys. If LSU wins today, you could have been in. It was there for you, and you let it slip away.
They're on the butthurt list, but they won the Pac-12 last night.
Yeah, but they wanted to get in that playoff.
Okay.
Number four, after another debacle on Thursday night, two straight Thursday losses, the Dallas Cowboys come in at number four this week. They're just awful. They've got a lot of talent on that team. They're just awful. They're not well coached. Owner meddles in everything. The coach is a pacifist. He bows down. I mean, come on, guys. He's on the sideline clapping. You said it was a forest fire. I'm saying it's a five-alarm wildfire just raging beside the interstate.
What's the difference between a regular alarm and a five alarm?
I don't know.
Okay.
It just sounds better. But it's a fire that's out of control in Dallas, and the only one that can come in there and put out the fire is Urban Meyer.
Oh, my God.
Number three on the butthurt list, and this is kind of, I'm projecting out a couple of weeks, the Atlanta Braves fan base after somebody else signs Josh Donaldson.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen. They're going to be up in arms and, how did we get better by not re-signing Donaldson? We brought in Cole Hamels.
But,
yeah, blah, blah, blah.
But right now we are better because our bullpen is 10 times better and everything else we've just kind of swapped.
On paper.
Okay.
But you don't get out there and play on paper. I mean, on paper you're good till you get out there and you know, tweak an oblique. Then your playoff chances go down the window. Number two on the butthurt list this week, and you're talking about a major league dumpster fire, here it is for you, the NFC East. Worst division in the NFL. No team is over 500.
Nope.
You got America's team sitting there at 6-7, lost three straight games. You got the Philadelphia Eagles, who just went to Miami and lost to the 3-9 Dolphins.
Miami's good.
Yeah, apparently they've gotten better over the last couple of weeks. Washington Redskins, Giants, Cowboys. That's just a raggedy, raggedy division.
Speaking of the Dolphins,
yeah,
Ryan Tannehill's all world in Tennessee, buddy.
Yes, sir. He looks good. They done benched Marcus Mariota. Marcus who? He's got the Titans in play. They talking Super Bowl in Nashville. Number one on the butthurt list. And we've already referenced to this before. And I don't want to hear anything out of these people. The Pac-12 Conference.
Mm.
Number one on the butthurt list, Jason. You got your commissioner that's the head of the playoff committee. And he was, had his chest poked out a couple of weeks ago. Now he's going to be coming out here talking, about who deserves to get in and who doesn't deserve to get in. And your conference cannot even be in the conversation. The Pac-12 Conference, stick to baseball, guys. Stick to basketball. But let the big boys play football. And as it relates to football, Pac-12, you're just a slight step above the AAC. And there you have it.
No,
the butthurt list.
Pac-12 is a slight step above the ACC, which the AAC is better than the ACC.
Whatever, man.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Fine dining on St. Simons Island. Since 1997, the Georgia Street Grill House built an amazing reputation known far and near. 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call, 5 to 6:30. $5 appetizers and catering now available through 3 Little Birds Coastal Catering. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197 and look for specials on Facebook, The Georgia Sea Grill.
Guys, time is running out. Christmas is almost here. Get your special someone down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Men's Day, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of which she's been dreaming. That's right, Men's Day. Beer, donuts, subs, and the helpful staff at Cunningham Jewelers. 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.
They would bring us back to this when it's supposed to be for Jason Bishop High School Football Power Ranking segment.
For somebody that rails on the 1980s as much as you do, you sure?
I don't have control over this music.
I see you lobbying management every week about the Bears coming back from commercial. So don't even try it.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Belinda Thomas Realty, Southern Hardware, and by Nat's Landing.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented, and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give them a call, 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Way to power through the end of that. Good job.
New read, man. Got to get used to it.
Here we go. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. So let's recap from last week where we were. Ready?
Yes.
At number 10, we had Pinewood. At number 9, we had Valdosta. At number 8, we had Country Day. At 7, we had Pierce. At 6, we had Richmond Hill. 5, Valwood. 4, Clinch. 3, Jenkins. 2, Irwin. And number 1 last week was Lowndes.
All right, let's hear them.
All right, so starting at number 10, down 5 spots from last week, the Valwood Valiants at 10-3.
Valwood lose 62-19 in a state championship game, and they stay in the rankings.
They fell 5 spots, in fairness.
Okay.
Sliding into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Sliding into
for the first time since, I don't know, about the second or third week, Liberty County at 6-2.
6-2?
That's right.
You talking about a team that lost in the first round of the playoffs?
They only lost 2 games. At number 9, Liberty County, 6-2.
Wow.
At number 8, sliding up 2 spots. At 9-2, the Pinewood Patriots.
So let me get this straight. Okay. Valwood beats Pinewood.
Uh-huh.
To get to the state championship game, right?
Right, yep.
Okay, but Pinewood's ranked ahead of them.
Don't take this up with me. Take this up with my logarithm.
Okay. All right.
You put the numbers in, this is what it spits out.
Oh, Lord.
Pinewood's lost 2 games, Valwood's lost 3. Pinewood's 1-9, Valwood's 1-10. I don't know. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
Don't lose. That's the best thing you can do.
Or don't beat somebody head-to-head and expect to be ranked ahead of them, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, sometimes you just don't know.
Okay.
Number 7 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. Sliding up 2 spots at 10-2, the Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta moves up 2 spots. We'll see. Yeah, I'm fixing to have some beef with this. I got a feeling coming up.
At number 6, at 11-2, down 2 spots, Clinch County.
Clinch finishes the season at number 6 after getting beat 36-0 last night.
At number 5, at 12-2, down 2 spots themselves, the Jenkins Warriors.
Great season for the Warriors.
Yeah, congrats. Number 5 spot.
Yeah.
In Jason Bishop's High School Football Power Rankings.
Okay.
That's good. At number 4, going up 4 spots, Country Day at 10-1.
Country Day at 10-1. Okay.
At number 3, going up 4 spots, at 11-1, the Pierce County Bears.
Pierce County Bears. What are they losing? The second round?
At number 2,
Irwin.
Undefeated at 12-0, staying at number 2, Irwin County.
Okay.
And the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at 14-0, Lowndes County.
So it's obvious that head-to-head doesn't matter.
No, it matters.
No, it doesn't, because there's no way that Valdosta should be ranked ahead of Richmond Hill, who's not even in your poll. Eliminated them from the playoffs.
Richmond Hill lost 4 games.
Well, it doesn't matter. They beat Valdosta.
How does it not matter?
I mean, you said how a team does in their schedule.
That's right.
They're the same classification, met in the playoffs, and Richmond Hill sent them packing, and they move up 2 spots to the number 7.
Brother, let me tell you something. Valdosta lost to Colquitt and to Lowndes.
And to Richmond Hill.
In the playoffs.
And so Richmond Hill.
In the Elite Eight.
They lose 17-14. Heartbreaker last
Richmond
night.
Richmond Hill.
Altoona, and they can't
No. Richmond Hill. What's the team that that Brunswick played earlier in the year? Give me the name of them that Richmond Hill lost to. Come on.
That Richmond Hill. They lost to
Phoenix.
Altoona last
night.
No.
Something Phoenix.
Man, what are you doing, man? Are you on some kind of trip or something?
No. Tell me the name of the team.
What are you talking about?
No, don't hit me with that. I'll Google it if I have to.
New Hampstead.
New Hampstead. Richmond Hill lost to New Hampstead.
But they didn't lose to Valdosta.
And you want me to put them in the top 10?
I want them to be ranked ahead of Valdosta because they beat
them. Here's the top 10. Well, let's recap.
Okay.
Number 10, Valwood. Number 9, Liberty County. Number 8, Pinewood. Number 7, Valdosta. Number 6, Clinch. Number 5, Jenkins. Number 4, Country Day. Number 3, Pierce. 2, Irwin. And 1, Lowndes. Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
I wouldn't even wrap a dead fish in the paper that these rankings are written on, man. You got Valdosta in there, which they deserve to be in the rankings.
Yeah, they do.
But Richmond Hill's not in a ranking because they lost in a Final Four game to Altoona?
They also lost to New Hampstead, and whoever they played, they lost to New Hampstead, Camden, and somebody else that's not any good at the beginning of the year.
You got Liberty County.
2 losses.
Liberty County.
2 losses.
Come on, man. It's Valdosta over Richmond Hill. Richmond Hill just beat them a week ago.
Valdosta's ranked over Liberty. You just want to complain.
No, I've got a gripe with Richmond Hill not being in these rankings after losing by a field goal in the Final Four in 6A football last night. They're in our geographical region.
Let me ask you a question. When they lost last night by that field goal, how many losses did that give them on the season?
Give them four.
No, no, answer the question. Okay.
Lost four.
Game four losses. Okay. Thank you.
They lost four games, but they beat a team that you've got ranked seven. So obviously, head-to-head matchups do not matter.
They do matter
in this power rankings.
They matter.
No, they
a lot.
Don't. They don't matter at all because you got Pinewood ranked ahead of Valwood.
Valwood got trounced in the championship game.
Oh,
that was their third loss.
Wow.
Pinewood only lost two games. What do you want me to do here?
I want you.
You want me to rank a team that's got five losses.
I want teams
over
to be
a team that's
rewarded
got one loss.
For playing, going deep in the playoffs. You got to factor in whatever these things you call. You got to get back to the computers this year and factor in some more things.
Well,
deep runs in the playoffs should matter in these polls.
They do.
No, they don't, because Richmond Hill's not in the rankings.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
For over 50 years, Shell and Hogan has provided quality, personalized financial guidance to local individuals and businesses in and throughout the area. Our expertise ranges from tax management and accounting services to auditing, financial statement preparation to tax planning. Shell and Hogan on St. Simon's at 101 Plantation Chase, 912-638-9031 or online, shellhogan.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
This song's not from the 1980s.
It's better than Pac-Man.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. You can listen to the show on demand, thesouthernsportsedition.com. Our Twitter question of the week, go vote. What's the question again? Oh, Is it weird not to have Central Florida playing in the AAC championship game?
They might have a shot to beat Duke, maybe in an Elite Eight or something this year. You never know. They had them on the ropes last year.
Yeah, moving on from ridiculousness. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Bruce Kennedy Tire, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires, Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 North Street, does more than just tires, brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is a locally owned and operated, so you get the best service, period. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
So you feel like the signing of Cole Hamels is a little bit of an upgrade over Dallas Keuchel?
I think it's an upgrade. I mean, you're paying $5 million more, basically. You know, you got Keuchel for $13 million for like a half a season, and you're bringing in Hamels. Hamels, you know, he's been in the big league since, what, 2006? So he's been around a long time. Going to be 36 on opening day. I just hope that he's got one more solid year left in him.
7-7 last year with the Cubs with an ERA of 3.81, 27 in him. They all faded in September. The
Cubs faded in September. Hamels, 4 starts in September. He didn't make it out of the 5th in each of September starts, and the Cubs pretty much drove over a cliff in September last year.
Yeah, they did. His heyday, of course, with the Philadelphia Phillies. He spent 4 years in Texas and then the last two in, well, the last year and a half in Chicago with the Cubbies when he was acquired at the trade deadline last year, well, in 2018. And, you know, helped the Cubs there. Well, they did get in.
I mean, he's a good guy. You know, historically, he's one of these big inning guys that's going to give you 6-7 innings a start. The question is, does he have anything left in the tank?
What's considered a successful season for Cole Hamels?
I think if he has, I'd say 14, 15 wins.
See, I think that's high.
I think that's what we're going to need out of him to be successful.
I'm saying 12 wins.
Okay.
He gives you 12, I think you should be okay.
I'm looking like a 14-8 record or something like that in a low 3 ERA. I think that'd be a pretty good season. Mm-hmm.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch of the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with Fast Fair Claim Service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Give them a call at 912-265-9175.
I keep hearing people say, the Braves haven't gotten any better. Well, I mean, Cole Hamels is a little bit of an upgrade over Keuchel. Tehran's gone. They're going to insert Sean Newcomb. You know, we'll see how that goes. But at the end of the day, the bullpen is far and away better than what it was for most of the season last year. And so
you've got 38, 39 home runs hanging in the balance. Do you re-sign Donaldson? That's what the Braves fans are worried about. How are you better if you leave out 38 homers and 100 RBIs? Where is the production coming from if you don't re-sign him? That's why they're saying, are they really better?
There was some talk about that if they didn't get Donaldson, they'd fall back to Mike Moustakas. That's not happening as Moustakas inked a huge contract with the Reds. I have also heard where the Braves were interested in possibly acquiring Chris Bryant from the Cubs, who are trying to move him. So that might be an option. And then Anthony Rendon is still out there on the market himself, but I think he's actually going to get more money than Donaldson is.
That's a key. Braves have got to address the third base situation before.
Austin Riley's not the answer?
He can't hit a slider. He's got to hit a slider. I mean, he went one time through the league last year and they figured him out. And they ended up having to send him down. Yeah, he got off to a great start. And you want the kid to do well. But he cannot hit the slider right now. He just can't do it. He's got to learn how to hit that pitch. And if he doesn't, then what do you do?
$23 million is what the Braves paid Josh Donaldson last year on that one-year deal. Now we kind of, you know, when we first signed Josh Donaldson for that one-year deal, we're like, thank God it's only for 1 year so we can move on from this guy. Now we sure wish we had signed him for a three-year deal.
I mean, you had you had Freeman, Donaldson, Acuna last year, all hovering around 40 home runs, man. I mean, that was a 1-2-3 punch in the middle of that lineup. You've got to have that production to say that the Braves are going to be better going into 2020. I mean, you got to have that production in the middle of that lineup.
The Braves added Christian Pache to the 40-man roster, so we'll probably see him in the spring auditioning for a role on the team. Ian Anderson, is it going to be starting the year at AAA for the Atlanta Braves? In case you're unfamiliar with Ian Anderson, he is a all-world, blue-chip, can't-miss, elite-dominant starting pitcher projected to be for the Atlanta Braves. So if he ends up being what they think he's going to be, see, this is why they only signed Cole Hamels for 1 year, because they don't want to block any of this young starting pitching that they have. They want to win, but they don't want to block any of that talent coming along. But if this Anderson kid is as good as we think he's going to be, you're talking about an eventual rotation of Soroka, Anderson, and Freed in the rotation. That's a really going to be a really good, solid 1-3 punch at some point once all those guys really step into their own.
If they don't sign Donaldson, re-sign Donaldson, are we looking at Johan Camargo at third base on opening day?
Johan Camargo or Austin Riley, whoever wins the job in the spring, I would say Camargo.
And so Donaldson's bat, Camargo's bat. Did the Braves get better this offseason? That's the key. I think it's kind of a wash right now. People say it's a wash with Keuchel and Hamels. I think it's a little bit of an upgrade. Bullpen on paper is better, barring injuries. But it all gets back down to who's going to play third base. And is that production going to come from somebody other than Josh Donaldson?
Josh Donaldson, I have heard, also has been interviewed by the Yankees.
Yes.
And the Phillies are hard on him, too.
So, got to figure out what they're going to do at third base.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Bruce Kennedy Tire is your hometown destination for tires. Michelin, Goodyear, and all the brands you trust. But don't let the name fool you. Bruce Kennedy Tire, located at 2928 Norwich Street, does more than just tires. Brakes, alignments, repair work, and more than I can mention. Bruce Kennedy is locally owned and operated, so you get the best service in Glynn County. So give Bruce a call at 912-264-6578. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas and Jenna Jackson believe in personal relationships, not just making a sale. Located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, give them a call. 912-996-5820 or 404-545-5197. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Guys, time is running out. Christmas is almost here. Get your special someone down to Cunningham Jewelers and create a wish list. You get 20 to 30% off on Wednesday, December the 14th, and that special someone gets the gift of
which she's been dreaming. That's right, Men's Day, beer, donuts, subs, and the helpful staff at Cunningham Jewelers, 1510 Newcastle Street in historic downtown Brunswick.